Deals.com. And with the update, here's Sharon Alseth.
Thanks, Don. Good morning, everyone. An attorney is asking a northern Indiana judge to issue a temporary restraining order compelling the state to preserve the wreckage from the stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair and all documents related to it. Attorney Kenneth Allen says he will seek the order today from a LaPorte Circuit Court judge, even though a Fair Commission member says victims' families would have access to the wreckage. Allen has filed two lawsuits in the case. A spokesman says the Attorney General's office will respond to the motion at the hearing. He also says the Attorney General will seek to move the hearing to Indianapolis. In another case, former Marion County Prosecutor Carl Brizzi has been hired to represent the family of Glenn Goodrich, an Indianapolis security worker who died in the collapse. And a seventh person died Monday from her injuries. 24-year-old Megan Toothman, a Cincinnati high school cheerleading coach, was taken off life support at Methodist Hospital. Her organs are being donated. State Fair officials say attendance this year fell about 8% over last year, with about 80,000 fewer people visiting the fairgrounds during the 17-day event. State Fair spokesman Andy Klott said Monday that preliminary figures show just over 872,000 people visited the fair this year, which ended on Sunday. Last year, 952,000 people visited. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says he will spend more time in Indiana leading up to the 2012 presidential election. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith covered an Indianapolis appearance by Priebus on Monday.
Campaign officials for President Obama said in June they would not focus much attention on Indiana in the upcoming presidential election because they assumed it would go red. State Republican Party Chair Eric Holcomb says Priebus's visit shows Republicans won't ignore the state.
Chairman Priebus's visit today highlights the importance of Indiana and the electoral map come next year.
Republican nominee John McCain lost Indiana in 2008. It was the first time in 44 years the Hoosier State went to a Democrat. Priebus pledged Monday that he would not let that happen again.
I would imagine that we want to make sure we lock in Indiana and that we come here and get to know the people in Indiana and make sure that we don't have a situation like we had in 08.
Priebus declined to speak on behalf of any Republican presidential nominees, but pledged to personally visit the state as the 2012 election cycle moves forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The AFL-CIO hopes to boost its clout by launching a new political action committee that could raise unlimited amounts of money. The move to form a labor super PAC is part of the Federation's goal to build a year-round political organizing structure instead of ramping up and down based on election cycles. It would also help steer more of labor's money to state legislative battles, where unions have been battling efforts to curb union rights in states like Indiana and Wisconsin. Shareholders of North Carolina's two largest utilities are voting on whether to merge the two electric companies into the country's largest utility. Charlotte-based Duke Energy and Raleigh-based Progress Energy are expected to announce the results of today's voting a few hours after the ballots are cast. The deal announced in January would create a company with more than 7 million customers in the Carolinas, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and Florida. WFYI weather, today sunny with a high of 87, tonight mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 68. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and storms, high 90. Thursday mostly sunny, 84, and then Friday through the weekend sunny with highs near 85. Right now it's fair, 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. 6:34 in sports, Coach Jim Caldwell and the Indianapolis Colts aren't considering the possibility of Brett Favre coming to town. Owner Jim Irsay tweeted over the weekend he was in Favre's hometown.